Mommy's in the kitchen cooking up something good, and daddy's on the sofa right up the...
Welcome to the fourth installment of the Recipe Roundup. This week we will continue to think about Valentine's Day, which is just a little bit more than a week away. We're looking at a recipe today that is very close to my heart. Vegan chocolate cupcakes. These are a great option if you have issues consuming eggs, but don't let that scare you away if you don't. This recipe is delicious regardless of how you feel about eggs. Honestly, the real reason I love this recipe is because I was able to throw it together just by using communal baking ingredients in my dorm kitchen. Let's start by talking about why we typically use eggs in a baking recipe. Eggs, just like baking soda and baking powder, act as a leavening agent, which means that they contribute to the rise of any given bake that you put them in. Without a leavening agent, you'll end up with a very dense end result, which is great for some cookies and brownies and torts, but not exactly what we're looking for in a cake or a cupcake in this instance. So instead of eggs, this recipe's special ingredient is balsamic vinegar. You may remember mixing baking soda and vinegar in science class to create volcanoes, and here we're using that same basic concept, a little bit of vinegar, which is an acid, and a bit of baking soda and baking powder, which is a base, and then when they're combined, the neutralization process between them produces a lot of bubbles, which allows our cake to be nice and airy. Technically, you could use white or apple cider vinegar as well, but the flavor of balsamic, in my opinion, perfectly complements that of chocolate. So the recipe is as follows. 1.5 cups flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup cocoa or cacao powder, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/3 cup of oil. I really love to use virgin coconut oil, but you can use any sort of baking oil that you prefer or even butter, and then 1 cup of water or milk of your choice. Of course, if you choose dairy butter and dairy milk, then it won't be vegan, but if that doesn't matter to you, go and choose whatever makes you happy. And of course, the secret ingredient, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar. I like to add up to 2 tablespoons because I personally enjoy the flavor of the balsamic that kind of comes through the chocolate if you add a little more, but 1 tablespoon is all that you need. Start by preheating your oven to 350 and then prep your cupcake pan, whether you're going to use grease or papers. In a large bowl, combine all dry ingredients until they're thoroughly mixed. In another bowl, combine all of the wet ingredients except for the balsamic vinegar. You're going to add that at the very end. Slowly incorporate all of the wet mixture into the dry bowl and mix until smooth. Just before you're ready to pour into the pan, mix in the vinegar, and you want it as fully combined as possible without over-mixing it. We don't want to pop any of the bubbles that are being formed in the batter from the chemical reaction. So just as much as you can do without over-mixing it. It doesn't take very much to get it mixed in. Then you're going to pour into the cupcake pan and bake for about 15 to 20 minutes. To test whether they are done, you can simply insert and remove a fork or toothpick. And if they are done, that toothpick will come out clean. And then you are free, once they cool, to enjoy. You can enjoy them plain, or you can enjoy them with one of the following toppings. Of course, you can use any icing recipe or brand that you are partial to, but some suggestions I have could use some homemade whipped cream or even store-bought whipped cream, or sweetened Greek yogurt with berries on top. Or you can even look back at last week's recipe roundup for our recipe for chocolate berry sauce. And if you add a little bit extra cacao powder, it will make it a little more icing-like and very spreadable. For a Valentine's treat with any of those toppings, when you cut strawberries in half lengthwise, they look like little hearts, so they can be nestled on top of whatever icing that you put on, and then you have a lovely little Valentine's Day dessert. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.